Sharifain, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, fresh in the mind. It has different connotations, and different inspirations also. And really the Safar of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Haramain Sharifain is full with inspirations. A person gets inspired all the time, different types of inspirations. And one is the outward ziyarat, we are be present in front of these persons. We read our salam. If we got a good chance, we feel very happy with ourselves. The guards didn't chase us. They were just pushing the crowd all the time. And we got a good chance, we feel happy. But one is the insight. And that in your heart, you may not even have gone to the front. Maybe you did not get a chance also. But in your heart, what was further. And the same thing with Makkah Sharif also. The crowds that are so big, maybe you got a very good chance, maybe you managed to get right to the front also. You managed to get to Hazrat Aswad also in this crowd. How happy you feel within yourself. And maybe you only had to make tawaf right on the outer ring or on the upper rings, etc. But inside you are first, that is the main thing. So the outside, which is Sharia, that we will get from Darul Ulooms, etc. We will go in Tabligh Jamaat, we will learn that. But the insight that we will get from our hearts. One great inspiration also is that a person who has got outward wealth, lot of properties, bank balances, big shops, etc. It is also the outside. And one person who has got inside wealth, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself declared, Al-Ghina, Ghina Nafs. Real wealth is only that wealth which is in the heart. That your conviction and that love of Allah, the reality of Akhirah, a person who is blessed with that, he might not have any of the outside wealth. He might not have a luxurious home, a big motor car, or anything of that sort. But what is sitting within his heart, nobody knows. And it can be a person who is wealthy also. He has got all that wealth and he's got that treasure in his heart also. It's not only for the poor, it's not only for the rich, it is open. And that is the khanqa or effort of the khanqa, to get that treasure from the heart. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you have the comforts of this world or you do not have them, but you have that inside treasure and wealth. And this is a great lesson that we learn from the visit of Haramain Sharifain also. As it says, Mera koi nahi a tere siwa. And this manifestation cannot be more clear than it is at Haram Sharif. At the Haram of Makkah, there is nobody for me besides you, O Allah. And when you go, you may be going 2-3 friends together. You may be going with your children, you are sitting. And maybe more better, you are alone. And there are millions of people around you, but you don't know anyone. In that whole crowd, you are alone. So there you realize that Allah, besides you, there is nobody for you. When you got a bit late and you went into the haram, no place for you. And with the haram being so big, and the extensions just not stopping, but yet there isn't place for one person also. Sometimes, family was saying, but the lady section, some ladies may have no place, just standing, sajda, they're just putting their hands on the ground. Can't go for sajda also. So many crowds also. Sometimes you get at different occasions. Many, many years ago, when the whole Arab, we saw some people, the Zamzam cans, not this ones which are common, which we know today, but the other more bigger ones, they were in front. Somebody got on top of that to make namaz. Now he can't even bend down, he can't make ruku or anything. But there is not a place to put a toe also. At that time you realize, for me besides you Allah, there is nobody. And all this reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. Yet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's great ihsan and favor upon us, that he made dua and he added one small word. And that small word is really small, but it's a great favor for us. وَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِيكِ. And make us أَفْئِدَةً, small group of people come to Makkah Sharif. The small group is so big. And what if he made dua that Ya Allah, let the people of the world come. So, and our Sharia also, it's a pure proof that it is the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. That Hajj is made for us only on those who can afford it. those who are healthy and can manage it, if you are incapacitated, if you are you cannot manage, you are
invalid.
You are
invalid.
Invalid or something, Hajj is not faraz on you. Hajj is faraz on that person who can manage it financially also, physically also. Hajj is faraz on him. And then again, only once in a lifetime. If Hajj was faraz on every person every year, or whether you rich or poor, you must go for Hajj. What should have happened? This is the case of your proof that our deen is a perfect deen. The Messiah are all perfect also. So, with this crowd which is there, a small group of the about 6-7 billion people in the world, out of them Muslims maybe 2 billion, 3 billion, out of them a small group, and that is still so big. And on Qiyamah's day, from Adam alayhi salam to Islam's time, till the day of Qiyamah, and all the people, not only a group of people will come there. So yeah, when you get caught up in that whole big crowd, you can't turn right, you can't turn left, you can't stand, you can't sit. You just have to, oh, tere siwa koi nahi. Oh Allah, there is nobody who can give me support now. My legs are aching, my back is aching, and I can't sit, I can't move. And that whole crowd is so big, and Hajj time even more this happens. What huge crowds at the time of Hajj. That time you realize this reality, Mera koi nahi aa, tere siwa. Besides you, Allah, there is nobody. And there's a great lesson, inspiration for us to learn, that prepare ourselves for the day of Qiyamah. VIPs will have no problem on the day of Qiyamah. We are also, they make arrangements for VIPs. They come and make the tawaf very easily. They read Salatu Salam very easily. Let us try and become VIPs by Allah Ta'ala. And on Qiyamah's day, VIPs will get such treatment that and you really be desperate for it, and you'll appreciate it very greatly. We should take this inspiration and these lessons from this visit of Haramain Sharifain, that let us make our amal, our aqaid, our istighfar, our qualities right, that on the day of Qiyamah we are called out by Allah Ta'ala and we are made VIPs. And there will be many, many people. In one hadith which is famous, and many of us think only those people, the 7 people who will get the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Those are 7 that has come in one hadith. Otherwise, ulama have enumerated up to 14 types of people. And not 14 people, 14 categories of people. And in each category, there will be millions and millions of people. For example, those people who make tahajjud, they will be called out. Those people, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, who trust fully upon Allah Ta'ala, they will be called out. Many other people also. So we should try and endeavor, out of 14, at least bring one quality in us. And if we can make more qualities within us, alhamdulillah, so that we could qualify, that on Qiyamah's day, then we won't have that difficulty and hardship and parishan. Mera koi nahi aa tere siwa, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda. When a person just takes Allah's name, there's nothing else, he can't even say that. Mera koi nahi aa tere siwa, just Allah, Allah, Allah. And how fortunate are those people whose maut comes that way. And at the time of maut, also it's a different world completely. It is not this world of ours, and that person who that realizes only you are there for me, my Allah. That person work gets done. And how doesn't his work get done? But tamutun kama tahyun, you will die as you live in your life. And tuhsharun kama tamutun, you will be raised up as you die in this world. So it is now in our hands. We make our lives so our maut comes like that. We make our lives so that our hashar, when we are resurrected like that. Zindagi meri hai, tera zikr aur liqa. We should make our lives, that our lives must be the remembrance of Allah. And this remembrance must not only be zikr, but it must be progressive, and it must become liqa, the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. We mustn't be just happy we build the bridge, but cross the bridge and enter the beautiful pastures and the beautiful gardens on the other side. away from this dunya into the beautiful gardens of the afterlife.
So zikr, dua, all ibadat is a bridge.
Many people are happy, they want the bridge only.
But many people are happy, we made tawaf, seven rounds, we made very nice tawaf. But their hearts were not connected. So that all that
tawaf was to connect with Allah.
And your Safa Marwa,
seven rounds you made it, you are very happy.
But if you connect it with Allah Ta'ala, so that is the important thing.
And this is what we have to learn.
That is why the Khanqa effort takes place,
to learn to make that connection with Allah Ta'ala.
And with that, there are those people who are fortunate, who haven't gone for Umrah, but their hearts were there. And there were those people who were there, but who only had complaints all the time, whose hearts were bitter and sour all the time.
Unfortunately, what did they get? And those who were far away, they benefited tremendously.
So that is that insight, so we have to build that also.
And we must not fool ourselves that we got the insight and the outside is not there.
But a person cannot be living, his ruh is there, but he's got no body. The body also has to be there. So the body must be there,
and that body also is useless that hasn't got a ruh.
And if it's a ruh, one is just a ruh that is living. But one is what we call zinda dil, a person who's connected with Allah.
That type of a ruh that is connected with Allah.
So that also we have to develop.
And this is in everything, whether it is you become an alim, hafiz, qari, mufti, nidari,
you go in jamaat, you give 4 months, you give 1 year, etc.
But the inside connection must also be there.
It must not be only the outward amal, but the inside connection.
The same thing with Hajj and Umrah also.
Ziyarat and Umrah also.
Our inside is connected. That is when a person.
And this is why one Muzurg saw his murids going for Hajj, Nafil Hajj.
He asked them, where are you people going?
Going for Hajj. Do you know the owner of the house of Kaaba? No, we don't know him. Stay by me 1 year.
Let me introduce you to him. Mm-hmm.
Let me make your connection with him. Then you go.
Mm-hmm. One is you can meet a great personality, but you didn't even know it was him.
Who it was that you were going to meet.
And one is you came to know the qualities, the sifat of that great personality. Mm-hmm. And Allah is that being that you don't have to go to him. Allah is by you all the time. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is there with you.
So a person who has found Allah, that is the main thing.
For meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. And it is my death when I am separated from you, when I don't remember you, when I become unmindful of you.
That is, you become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala.
And if you get involved in evil thoughts, bad thoughts, haram thoughts, then you are gone how low.
If you just don't think of Allah,
and Allah Ta'ala's name, Allahu Akbar. Like many things we do, even we in our daily lives, various things we do, you have a checklist. That is this done, tick it off, this is done. You're going away from home. You have a little checklist, whether mentally or whether physically.
Lights must be switched off, check all plugs,
check all taps, etc.
If a person just have to think that if we have to make a checklist, when you just turn in vain,
that everything is in order, my nerves are in order, my eyes are in order, my brains are in order,
I haven't got any sores on my feet, I haven't got this problem.
Forget getting off the bed and going to toilet.
Just turning in the bed, and if you have to make a checklist, you won't finish it. You won't turn also.
You won't get the chance to turn also, you won't finish that chapter.
And Allah is seeing to all our things which we don't know.
When an aircraft has to fly, how many things they have to check on?
And we can't, our mind doesn't work. What?
And automatic checking takes place. And today checking, like they scan inside, whether that joint, that vault and joint, whether it is in order or not. From the outside you can't see, but this whole flight is going for 8 hours. Whether it's going to last, whether it's in order, they x-ray and they check inside that whether the things are in order or not.
How many things? In everything, Allah Akbar, but Allah Ta'ala,
what just the eye how many millions of things in the eyes,
if we have to check, and we don't even know what things are there.
The outward names also we don't know.
And all that Allah Ta'ala is doing.
So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, when a person is unmindful of Allah,
really that person is dead. He's not a living person, he's a dead person. That Allah who has given all these ni'mats, and then we are using them, and we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala.
A common example we give, that if somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your door, every day, or once a week even, or even once a month, nice, good, first, great fruit, and you never ever think also, who is this who brings it? Let me at least tell him, Jazakallah. You just swallow it up, eat it up, and you don't even make shukr. Unless how many namats we never think who gave it this. And that I must make shukr. So we gave somebody, that person didn't acknowledge. Like that outwardly we say, we don't want you to even tell me thank you, but we feel offended. That what kind of a person? And even a dog that gets a piece of bread from your dog, that dog appreciates and shows. And many incidents where animals, they wag their tails saying Jazakallah, saying thank you. Fish make a ring when they swim to say Jazakallah. Many, many animals, they say Jazakallah to human beings for the favors, and in their way they appreciate. But we who are human, and we don't appreciate, we don't even acknowledge, we don't even think about, we are just involved with our hands and sense, our properties, our personal things, and we don't think about Allah. And so this is an occasion that a person is freed from all his worldly things when he goes for Hajj, for Umrah, and is there in Madina Sharif, mashallah, after, especially after Ishraq Namaz, the masjid almost gets empty, and to sit for a little while, Allahu Akbar, the 5 minutes is a huge investment. Allah, to see the beautiful masjid, the serenity, which our shares beautiful form, Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina. What great inspiration. After Isha also, you just sit for a little while, very soon the masjid gets empty. And then to see this vast masjid, and then again Madina Sharif, compared to Makkah Sharif, two opposite worlds. And Madina is so cool, so calm. The serenity, the namazes they take, so the imams read with so much of taking their time, the ruku, the sajda. In fact, somebody said that looks like we forget the way we are, that in which posture of namaz, so long they take. Makkah Sharif is a complete different thing. There it is all vibrant, the whole haram is alive, and everything, things are faster there. The things are more vociferous in Medina, in Makkah Sharif. Two different worlds and that Allah is given. Tere bin kyun andhera, andhera hua. Without you, Allah, why is my life gone so dark? Only darkness. But today, we are so accustomed to the darkness that we don't see the darkness. Our Shaykh gives that beautiful example that a person who doesn't have electricity, he hasn't got power, he's living in a little tent shanty, and there's a power failure. He doesn't know there's a power failure. For him, life just carries on normal. He lives in darkness, no different. But a person who was living in light, who had power, and now there's no shade, there is a power cut. You haven't got lights now. Now your lights are gone, your stove is not working, your AC is not working. This person immediately, he becomes agitated. Phone the department, and phone there, we need lights. Just like that, a person who got light of deen, light of connection of Allah in his life, life of connection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when that gets cut, he becomes aware. A person who has no connection, he doesn't even become aware that the connection is gone. But a person who has got connection, he will feel the difference. That why my namazes have changed now. Why now there is no more, I got no devotion in my namaz. Why I'm not enjoying my zikr now. What has happened? Where was this? I used to enjoy my zikr. I used to enjoy getting up for tahajjud. And mashallah, while we are on that point, one of our friends, an Ali, from another country, our student also, Murid also, mashallah,
He wrote that it was his niyat, and Allah granted that in half the year from after Ramzan, he finished the whole Quran Sharif in Tahajjud. So this is a great ni'mat which Allah has blessed. And how can't we make shukr? He passed all that sawab on to us, and this is our great the gifts that we cherish are these gifts here, which are permanent, which will be forever. And we know that just like your own money, you will have doubt whether it was right, I did wrong. But somebody gives you a gift, somebody else's, that is pure money.
Yes. And Allah Ta'ala has made such a just imagine that in the spoils of war, booty, and which comes from the kuffar, spoil war, jihad, is made from the non-Muslims. And that then, the spoils of war actually goes now from the possession of the kuffar. No matter what it might have been, legal earnings,
gambling earnings, prostitution earnings, all that, now it goes into Allah's ownership. And from Allah's ownership, it comes into your ownership. So how pure is it?
Allah.
So just like that,
whatever, what do we say?
Gee, your own, you have little bit doubt. But what somebody passes to you, that, mashallah, what great reward, what pure the earning is in that. And that is the real earning of Akhirah. And that is a pure earning which somebody makes inside the tawaf. Somebody tells you, we make tawaf for you, we make hajj for you, we make umrah for you. This is the real earnings. This is what we should try and endeavor for.
Not that somebody says, mashallah, no problem. Somebody gives you a pair of socks also.
Somebody sends some wonderful fruit, no problem. But the real earning is this.
Pari Abdul Hamid Sahib was in Kirk Street. Once he said, Father, he told Hazrat, he wrote a letter that I make qurbani for you. Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, replied,
he said, this I appreciate very greatly. If you should have sent me some food, some clothes to wear, I should eat, wear it, it should get finished.
But this, what you have said, is permanent.
And this is also when a person realizes real life is akhirah. So, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with those qualities. And mashallah, not only that, many of our other friends also, what achievement. It only gives joy to the heart. There is nothing that can make you more happier when we see our friends, these qualities coming in them. So, a person who has got that, then if it is taken away, he realizes now darkness has come.
But a person who didn't even ever have it, he doesn't even realize that darkness has come.
Tere din kyu andhera, andhera hua? Meri dunya ka shamsu qamar kya hua? What happened to my sun and moon of my life? In other words, from where I was getting light, I was getting power, energy, everything with the sun and the moon, my day and night was carrying on.
Suddenly the lights are switched off. And now I'm not having any light.
No my own lights, no outside lights, nothing.
How that person feels.
So this is when a person becomes unmindful of Allah and in fact starts falling into sin. And here also a person must be very careful. To reach a high position, it takes so much effort. To become a millionaire, for example, a person will have to work so hard. A person to get a degree, whatever it is, he works so hard, he spends so much money, etc. But to lose it is in a second. A millionaire, you can lose everything. You got your top degrees, but you've gone into drugs, you've gone into gambling, you've gone into other wine addiction. Finish, everything is lost in a few one night, you can do it.
How many matriculants who get
7-8 distinctions? And in that one night of the matric ball, everything is lost. So therefore, a person must be very careful. Even if we become a hafiz, become an ali, you are in our whole life, no matter which stage we have reached, or what age we have become, a person must be careful. He doesn't know where somebody can put some drugs in his things. And there you become a drug addict, and whatever you have earned, you can lose it. Our one Ustad, Mufti Bashir Star, Rahmatullah Alayhi Sajjavi, very, very intelligent, very learned. But when he was our Ustad, maybe he was at that time 40, 45. And the incident happened, and the crook chopped him with the chopper on his head. But Allah, mashallah, made fazl
Otherwise, all that great knowledge can be lost in that one
strike of the jaw.
But Allah made fazal, alhamdulillah, he gained his health properly.
Everything was in order. Anything can happen. Motor car accident can happen.
We don't know when we can lose everything. To earn it, you took so many years.
And how much of effort to lose it?
In one in accident, how long it takes for an accident to happen?
May Allah protect us.
Person becomes paralyzed. What knowledge he's got, he can't speak.
And the frustration, he wants to say, but he can't say what he wants to say.
Simple things he can't tell. His own family, that I want this, I want,
he can't. And the frustration kills him now.
That whatever he wanted. So we must be always careful.
Never think that I have achieved this after.
Depend on Allah. Beg of Allah.
And this is also one great lesson that we learn from Umrah and from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif.
Never trust anything of your own.
Only trust upon Allah.
You don't know where something can go wrong.
And you have a problem. We were the family, they were returning back from Makkah Sharif. And just before that, they wanted to go for Tawaf, part of the family. So they put all the passports and the money in the safe of the hotel room.
And now when it was time to go, they went and opened the safe. Safe doesn't want to open. Now you haven't got your passports. Something goes wrong. Your flight you can miss. Anything can happen.
What panics does he have at that time?
And we were going to the airport. The road from Makkah to Medina to Jeddah at the moment is so busy that almost all the drivers are gone.
And they take a longer road to Medina or and from their detour and they come back from that side. Now you don't know, you say, where are they taking me? And if you are travelling at night, who is this, where is he taking me out into the bundus? There are no lights on that road. And when the detour comes, more you panic also.
What and what can happen?
You forget, we're losing my flight.
And we know our airport, our temple, how many foreigners are robbed when they come, etc.
Anything can happen. Who is it?
Do we acknowledge? It's not just things that happen like that. That we have to acknowledge Allah's. And again, we see Allah's mercy unlimited. We know how sinful we are. We know how wrong, how terrible we are. But Allah's mercies are unlimited. How many of Allah? Just to take a turn in the bed, how many mercies of Allah Ta'ala?
And 24 hours, whole life, Allah Ta'ala's mercies upon us are so great. Behre tufani ramhe, mukhalif hawa.
And then in these days, the sea of the tufani ram, the tsunamis of worry, etc., mukhalif hawa, winds that are going against us all the time.
These winds are blowing all the temptation, the evil of dunya,
all four sides.
Even when you are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif,
there may not be today a hotel left where you don't have to pass the shopping places, where you have to pass the jewelry shop, where on the road they are selling those motor cars and the little children are amused, big people are amused by it. Wherever you go, dunya's temptations are there.
And then again, very sadly, many of these things, with the music on it, with all photos on it, etc., all this, and the children like all these things. And today, unfortunately, grown-ups also.
We don't realize the wife wants to buy this, this one wants to buy this with photos, with music, etc. And that is in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And outside, the temptations of the dunya are so much.
And you are in Makkah Sharif,
but you got your phone also. And the temptation of even porn can destroy you there,
right in Medina Sharif.
And if it's not porn, how many people are addicted to the sports? And they are watching sport commentary.
Or at least let us know the results.
Who won here and who lost there.
Why in Makkah Sharif all these things can be happening?
Or the politics. Today there is also one thing that turns our minds away.
We are so worried about the cartoons that have been made and all that.
But what we have to be doing, that we are not watching.
Now all this is one of the main things of all this cartoons and that
is to spur us on more to read Durood Sharif,
to bless the sunnahs,
to cultivate the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But how many of us, we also just pass some remarks like
people who are very shallow in their thinking.
people who are who haven't got any deep understanding, very shallow, we also start swearing, etc. What difference is that going to make? What this should really spur us on to is to increase our gurur. When somebody is speaking bad about our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we must increase in the praises of Nabi. And that is gurur. And gurur sharif, mashallah, is that capture. One inspiration which Allah Ta'ala has also blessed us with, that as many durood as there are, and firstly Allah has commanded us, by which it has become faraz for us to read durood sharif. One of have written different explanations that how much durood a person should read, but that Allah said that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. That we must read durood, and when we have to, Allah told us to read durood. So that actually according to Arabic grammar, like a father tells his son, do this work. And the son in turn tells his father, you do this work. Right? Like this is durood sharif. Allah told us to read. And we say, Allah, oh Allah, you send durood for us. Or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, you send durood for us. If it is that we did it, we should have said, usalli ala rasul. I send durood on mine. You Allah, you told me to send durood. I'm sending durood. Or sallaytu ala nabi. I send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not one sirah in my little knowledge I came across. Everywhere we tell him, Allah, you send. Because we cannot just do it on our own. We are not fit. We will want to praise and we will house with lying stuff. We will want to say jazakallah, and in fact we will say that you didn't fulfill our rights. We can't. So Allah Ta'ala told us, you give me the empty capsule of durood, and I will fill it. I will fill that durood with the praises of and Allah. That's why you send one durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. You send one durood, and Allah Rabbul Izzat, we are napa, we are filthy, we are dirty, our tongues are filthy and dirty. Our eyes, our minds, our hearts are filthy and dirty. So Allah says, you just give me the capsule, you tell me to send durood. And I will fill it up. And so Allah sends 10 duroods on you. And Allah credits your account. You told Allah, you send durood, Allah sent it. And Allah credits your account with so much. So what a great, ni'mat durood sharif is. So when all these things are happening, we must be more conscious and we must increase our faith. That is what is Allah Ta'ala, when the kuffar used to torment and hurt the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, how many ayahs, different ayahs do you from wasabbih bihamdihi. Before that Allah says, just don't worry about them. You don't think about them. You make tasbih. You make tahmeed. You make sajda. You make ruku. This is what we must do. So this is the solution. That they want to, what one little, like a frog, making a big noise. They, whatever they are doing. And we all Muslims increase our durood. How won't the position of the Isa Ramadhan, how happy won't he be? That these people get when their pup squeaks and when their little frog sounds, they want to say something. And the whole ummah increased in durood. The whole ummah increased in your sunnahs. This is the solution to it. This is what we have to do if we have that. So this is how, when all this evil is carrying on all around us, from all four sides, several evil is carrying on, what we have to do is increase our durood. When these cartoons and all these evil things come, everyone must now decide, I'm reading at least 10 times more durood a day. I'm reading 100 times more durood. How happy won't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you, the father, you the head of the family, of the business, all your workers turn against you and they speak bad. And one worker comes and says, boss, don't worry, I'm loyal. And I'll come, in fact, these workers are not coming, I'll come 1 hour earlier. I'll stay 1 hour longer, I'll see to all. How won't your heart go out for that person? Yeah. So this is the opportunity. And by us marching, etc., all that, what will that help us? Okay, what we must do is increase our durood sharif. And that is the real solution. But many of us don't understand. Many of our friends also who write their problems, problems just not coming to an end. Continuously the letter, this problem now, that problem, or the same problem persisting. Sometimes we also unfortunately have to become a bit hard. We told you to start ta'aleem if you started. Don't write anymore until you started ta'aleem. Then they come a bit to their senses. Don't write anymore till you don't start your istighfar regularly. We don't do istighfar. Guna is the cause of all our problems. And we're not removing the cause of the problem, we're only asking for solution. Like it's common our habit, everyone, even in Makkah, Sharif, Medina, some advice please. There is the time you came with advices, now make practice. You know you have to read Durood Sharif, but all the time, any programs, enough programs you attended. Now is to give, to put that programs into practice. But we just want more programs, we want more advices, usually the students also, and many students got this, we were also like that, that we went with our books to our ustads, write advice for us. Now I tell them, my one main advice is, you had more than enough advices. Now make amal on them. How many we made whole 1 hour bayan and then come for advice? So what were we cutting grass in the bayan? What were we saying in the bayan? Now it's time to make amal on that bayan. The medicine has been given. You want more medicine all the time, more medicine. But you're not taking the medicine. And really, the real medicine is ad-deenu yusran. Very
simple.
Bring deen into your life. Bring namazes into your life. Take out the TV. Take out the video. Take out the filth and dirt. If you don't need internet, cut yourself off from the internet. If you do need it, you're a businessman, don't put it in your house. Don't be with it on in your business. You see your internet, whatever needs you got, and read, make ta'aleem in the house, make zikr, make tilawat. These are the things that are going to draw Allah's rahmat, and you won't believe what rahmat comes into your life. But they know this doesn't make sense. We want some sophisticated solution. Some mean one line, one word answers are not enough. You must write 2-3 pages. There's no need for that. Short, but make istighfar, that won't make sense. Make ta'aleem, that won't make sense. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to be a bit hard also. Then somebody takes heed and takes a lesson. Meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. Oh Allah, you are the pilot, you are the driver of my ship. It's only you. Like a person hands over all his matters to Allah. Only you are there for me, O Allah. And really this is that inspiration in Makkah Sharif. And when you so to say, see Allah. And Rasul Sallallahu 100% mawjood. And he is alive. In his other, he's listening to the salams and what Allah heard that. From people around the world, all nationalities are there. And all coming just in the love of Allah and his Rasul. We shouldn't see the outside, how this person is dressed, how that person, what is the motivating factor. If we think they just came for fun and for touring, then why is the haram so full? No place in the haram. If they just came for touring, they should be all outside in the shopping places. But how is the haram so full? Mataf is full 24 hours all the time. Allahu Akbar. Roza and Mubarak, two groups they have to make. Give this group a chance, give that group a chance. What is all this? The people are in bed. And who? People from all sectors. People, one person asked me in Haram of Makkah Sharif, what is the name of this masjid? They don't really know that also. Many years ago, a group of people of one African country asked that in Medina Sharif, they asked, where do you make Hajj? In Makkah or in Medina? They don't know, but that love, that that magnet has pulled them. And what is drawing the people? You have seen buses and buses of people going. I think the crowd is going to be less now. You see double the amount of new people coming. At Jeddah Airport, you see what a crowd of people all are leaving in the departure lounge. But in the arrivals lounge, double the amount are coming in all the time. And so what is this attraction?
Allah.
So if you look at the Kaaba, the queue, what attraction is there according to worldly and modern standards? What is there? Roza Mubarak is beautiful, but then to all the things in the world, and no, people just want to stay there. The guards have to force them away all the time, push them, then only they move in, otherwise they don't want to move. What is this?
this love which Allah has put.
And this is from Asr, from Alam-e-Arwah.
When Allah asks, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb?
And this manifestation, if a person, if the right thing is, gain the love of Allah in them. And if you didn't, at least gain it there. If you come, you went empty and you come also empty.
And really the thing is, if a person has burnt certain amount and he goes, Allah increases it manifold.
And your love for Allah and your connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it just increases all the time. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua.
And this will happen then, that the sun of your mercy has lightened up, has come out. The sun of your mercy has come out. If you build little bit to find Allah and His Rasul, little bit you have root in your life, love of sunnah in your life,
when you go there, it will just increase all the time. That sun of Allah's mercy will rise there in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif,
and it won't rise on the horizon, in your heart it will rise.
And then you will be filled with this love. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza.
And a person who was supposed to be punished in every way, acquitted. Not guilty, acquitted.
This is what at Rosa Mubarak,
the greatest interceder, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Here also, and one beautiful durood also, that we read, that as-salatu was-salamu alaykum, ya shafi'a al-mudhabin.
Oh, peace upon you, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the interceder for the sinners.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to intercede for the muttaqeen
and the musalleen, but for the muznibeen, for the sinners.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart is wide open,
even for the sinners,
that they are in the ummah.
They have come here, and what circumstances.
And today, just to walk to that, if a person is weak, old, there are some people, you see them on crutches, they are coming. What is motivating us? Some people are being pushed on wheelchairs and they are coming.
Everyone is coming.
Some people are doing their tawaf, their umrah on wheelchairs.
But we must be there. We have to go. What is
that great draw which Allah Ta'ala has kept? Teri dariya-e rahmat ka hai asra. Oh Allah, we have got great hopes in your huge, huge waterfalls and huge, huge seas of your mercy. We have got great, great hopes. And this is Allah Ta'ala's kindness. And this ummah Allah has blessed Allahu Akbar with so many qualities. Today, generally, our Muslim community is such. For example, the business community, somebody buys non-Muslims,
little bit relationship, give them da'wat of Islam, give them a Quran Sharif.
With our university students, though we don't agree with university and what kind of life they have,
but how many cases they are giving da'wat, how many people they are converting,
they are teaching, bringing them into the fold of Islam.
Really, this is only what, and he's a businessman. He's a student at university.
He's a professional.
You won't find this in the Christians. You won't find this in any other nation. Christian missionaries, they do their work.
Yeah, everyone, mashallah, has got their jazba.
Wherever we can get an opportunity, we will be giving da'wah also.
And our businesses, how many of our businesses
got musallas there? Everywhere.
And really, it is only the Muslim people, very, very few of the other religions, that you can make them out at airports, at any place. The beards, the kurtas, the burqas, whether it is all cloaks and all, whatever it might be, but you can identify this.
And these qualities, the same in the Haramain, people from all,
who usually our eyes, we are just critical and we look at the negative side,
but look at the positive. What has brought this man? A man like this, he should have gone to New Orleans, he should have gone to Las Vegas, he should have gone to
all other places. He came here.
And where everyone, whether they are young or old,
and everyone has got a great feeling for deen and for Islam.
How Allah is, and that Allah gave us those places, Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Nowhere in the world are there such places.
Hindus also got their place they go to. Christians also do. But what Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif? And how many non-Muslims, they also get so intrigued about what is this Kaaba?
Then non-Muslims are not allowed.
One couple, we just heard, a non-Muslim people, that they're asking questions then, what happens there? What is it? And they became many, many instances like that. And they camouflaged and they went as Muslims also.
And the minute they saw the Kaaba, they were in a sea of tears.
And they did Shahada. They accepted Islam.
Not one, two cases, not hundreds, thousands, but
continuously this is happening.
So Allah Ta'ala's mercy.
And that house, so simple the house of Allah.
And that tawaf around,
everyone just making tawaf.
What a thing Allah Ta'ala has blessed us.
And then to think, Ya Allah, you brought me also. One speck of dirt and filth and dust, you brought me also here. How great is that? And that, Ya Allah, in the same way, shower your mercies on us on the day of Qiyamah.
And on the whole Ummah, O Allah. Varna akhtar hai aamal se bhi nawa. Otherwise, and this is the word of many, many buzurgs, that we don't have any aamal in us. We see ourselves as very weak. Allama Musayri also says that I haven't done any really ibadat of Allah Ta'ala.
So that is in the humility they say.
Otherwise what ibadat? And more than ibadat that is required
is amal which is required. Sifat which is required. Qualities from inside.
That is what is really.
A person might make lot of ibadat, but for example one quality, ikhlas,
sincerity is not in there. Everything is there.
Your namazes, all your ibadat, hajj, umrah, zakat,
everything you do without sincerity is zero.
So you just put one in front, now it gets better. Now you
make 10 namazes, it's 10.
So you make 1,000 namazes, now it becomes 1,000.
But without the one in front, it's
1,000 namazes are zero.
Without ikhlas, without iman.
So Allah Ta'ala, in His great, great mercy, has blessed Muslims with this honorable, great places. We should cherish in our hearts that Allah takes us also. And every person, Muslims also, Allah give non-Muslims also iman. And let them also go and enjoy the beautiful Nuraniyat and the wonderful environment. Whether it is sometimes the masjid is empty there, even the haram of Mecca, after namazes, the haram becomes empty. Ataf doesn't become empty. But the haram becomes empty, the masjid place, then all becomes empty, people go away. And so sometimes it is that quietness also, sometimes it is that busyness also, and that Allah grants each and every person this great enjoyment to go there. And we should cherish that in our hearts also, try and save up also. And really the main thing is to build it in our hearts. And even if we can't go, and we are not going, but to be present. And to have our hearts there all the time. Very fortunate is that person. And Allah has blessed the Muslims with this great honor of these beautiful places. And Makkah Sharif, Allah has made it right in the center of the earth. And the navel of the earth. There are various forms, geographical forms to calculate the center of the earth. Whichever formula they use, Kaaba Sharif comes out to be the exact dead center of the earth. Allah, and Allah there pulls people from around the world, from around the cross section of society, from all types, men and women, white and black, all types are there. And everyone, and another great feature that we notice there, everyone is there. And everyone is in his own world. No matter what you are doing, nobody interferes with you. You are sleeping, you carry on sleeping. You are making tilawat, you carry on making tilawat. You carry on making dua, everyone is just doing, nobody even notices. If you want to try and impress somebody that I'm making so much namazes, and I'm making so much tilawat and dua, nobody notices you. Allah made it in that whole big crowd, but you are alone with Allah. And that is what we have to also understand, that it's last also, and to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless every person, and may Allah accept. And there is no doubt that without asking forgiveness, who can fulfill the rights of this place? Not one speck of it. No matter what Allah blessed you with, you can't fulfill any of the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And such a place, and the Tawaf, and the Safa Marwa, Then Allah Ta'ala just dawns it upon you what your favors, and you just burst out in tears of the favors of Allah. Whether it is dunya's favors, that, oh Allah, what a wife you blessed me with. Oh Allah, what comfort you gave me. Oh Allah, what a deen, this beautiful masjid you brought me here, Ya Allah. With all these accepted people, you make me one speck amongst them. Oh Allah, we just appreciate all your favors. May Allah take us all over and over, and to learn and really appreciate before going, prepare ourselves, then get the real enjoyment, the true enjoyment from your heart.
We have some interest. Any other brothers who also watch after the shasla, we give them.